And how, what is the name of your, husband?
J.D.
Okay. And is he living now?
Yes.
Okay. And how old is he?
He's 62 in January, this past January.
Okay. And his religion would be Baptist?
Baptist.
And his occupation?
Well, he's with the county, with Dodge County.
Okay. And what was his education?
Well, he got to the seventh grade, too.
Okay. And who would his social contacts be?
Everybody. Now, he used to run the coal storage here in Rhine, and he ran it for 18 years, and that's why I told you everybody was all my friends, because we, you know, we just dealt with the public in all activities when you run a business while you're in the public, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so he didn't have any enemies when he come out, and everybody just thinks the world of him.
And where was he born?
He was born at Sandgrove, about 3.5 miles from here.
Oh, okay. And do you remember anything about his parents?
Yes.
Okay.
His grandmother, on the Connelly side, his grandmother, she was and she was Celia and she married Bill. And they were farmers. And by occupation all their lives, that's all they ever did was farm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And his daddy farmed, J.D.'s daddy. And J.D.'s mother is still living. She's living in Macon with her oldest daughter. And she's still living.
How would you describe Rhine City?
Well, it's a small city, but it's a friendly city.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's known from side to side. And everybody knows what the other one's doing.
Right.
And when one's in trouble, the whole town's in trouble. Mm-hmm. They are close-knitted together. If any of us is up there and we get in trouble, well, everybody just comes.
Good.
And they don't ignore you if you get into it, you know, like any way they can assist you, while they're just right and ready to do that.
That's good. Okay. Now, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, about 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
My husband?
No. We're going on to the questions now. And just fill them in as how you would, you know... respond to the question. You know, just what is the most natural answer for you to give?
At that time of the afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
What I start to do is...
Well, what would you call that latter part of the daylight hours, around 3 or 4 p.m.?
The busiest time.
Now, you might say, like, I expect to see him later this...
Expect to see who?
Like, if your husband was coming home or something, you know. Oh, he should be home later.
Yeah, he should be home around 5:30.
Okay, what do you call that? It's not morning or...
Afternoon.
Afternoon, okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
Before sunrise.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Well, it's about sundown.
Okay. And if there's been a storm and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we would say that the weather is...
clearing up.
And what do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Well, we sure did get so many inches of rain, but it didn't last very long, is the way we say it.
Oh, okay.
It won't last very long, you know, because the soil will take it up so fast, and that's the answer that we'll say.
Oh, okay.